This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Scott criticizes early recess, citing delay on farm bill. Grassley blasts Harris, says Trump will win on the issues. GAO says college students food insecure. Scott criticizes early recess, citing delay on a farm bill. Members of the House are returning today for what is expected to be the last series of votes before Speaker Mike Johnson dismisses the chamber for an early August recess. The House isn't due to return to work until September 9th. Following a letter from 500 commodity groups calling for a new farm bill to be passed by the end of the year, House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia criticizing the Speaker's decision to cancel next week's votes. The early recess and, quote, the inability to finish the appropriation process means September will be taken up trying to keep the government open and cast even more doubt on the committee's bill reaching the House floor, Scott said in a statement being released today. We have precious few legislative days left in the year to pass a farm bill, Scott says. The failure of the House Republican leadership to provide time and resources for a farm bill is a slap in the face to rural America, our farmers, and the families they feed. Keep in mind, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse in May the farm bill, quote, wouldn't get floor time until September at the earliest. And there remains a great deal of distance between him and his Senate counterpart, Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow, over the bill's funding framework. The House Ag bill also has a funding gap that still needs to be addressed. Grassley says Trump will win on the issues. Blasts Harris. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said Donald Trump will beat whoever the Democrats run for president because the current administration's policies have been so bad. Grassley said on his weekly call with reporters yesterday, it doesn't matter if we're running against Harris or Biden-Harris. This issue of border security and this issue of the cost of living is going to dominate this campaign, and it should dominate this campaign, and that's why Trump's going to be elected. He also called Vice President Kamala Harris a San Francisco liberal who's very, very partisan. He said he could not recall a single speech she gave discussing agriculture. He did remember how she tried to shut down my hearing on Kavanaugh for a couple of hours. That's when Grassley was chairing the nomination hearing for now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vilsack touts USDA accomplishments at town hall. About 21 million school children this summer will benefit from the new summer EBT program, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told USDA employees at a town hall that featured a review of departmental accomplishments and a commitment to continue working through the end of the Biden administration. Vilsack said, quote, this is not only going to stimulate the economy in those 35 states and areas, but it's also going to make sure that kids get a bit more nutritious food during the summer. Speaking in the Jamie L. Witten building, Vilsack highlighted work in a variety of areas, including combating salmonella in poultry, finding new markets for agriculture goods, and tackling equity issues in the department and farm programs. He said he was proud of all the employees of the department who number 100,000 throughout the U.S. and indicated a scant 3 months before the presidential election that he's not done. It's taken every single one of us to get to where we are. Now we've got more time in this administration, and we're going to use that time to continue the good work, he said. No hint of plans. After the town hall, which was attended by employees and broadcast virtually, we asked him what his future plans are. He simply said, "I serve at the pleasure of the president. I could be out of work tomorrow." FDA reopens comment period on fluorinated polyethylene after publishing error. The Food and Drug Administration is reopening the comment period on a petition from the Environmental Working Group, Center for Food Safety, and other groups asking the agency to prohibit use of fluorinated polyethylene in food contact products. The notice was published in the Federal Register on April 26th, but the food additive petition was not made available online for the public to view and comment on. The original comment period was set to end June 25th, but the extended period gives commenters until September 23rd. Fluorination of polyethylene containers can improve chemical barrier properties, but the petitioners argue the chemical manufactured in line with federal regulations can produce PFAS substances. These can migrate to food, making the chemicals use unsafe, the group say. GAO, college students not accessing SNAP benefits. A report by the Government Accountability Office says 23% of college students, or 3.8 million, experienced food insecurity in 2020, but fewer than 2 in 5 of those students were eligible for SNAP benefits. GAO says food insecurity can undermine the federal investments of $31.4 billion in Pell Grants by negatively affecting students' academics. Of the 6 million students who receive federal financial aid to attend college, 59% of those eligible for SNAP benefits did not report receiving them. Specific eligibility criteria exist for college students, such as working while in school or being a single parent. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.